The U.S. Report with Bob Tarlow. Packing in a USA.
Good morning. 8 minutes to 7 o'clock. Don't forget the rumour file is open. Thank you, Ender. Let's go to Bob. Bob Tarlow, good morning in L.A.
Hey, thank you, Basil, and a good Tuesday morning to you and Steve. Our story this morning is from Nipton, California, N-I-P-T-O-N. I have to be honest, before this, I'd never heard of Nipton, but I did look it up, and it's just over the California border from Nevada, about 90 kilometers south of Las Vegas.
Want to get away from it all? Enjoy yourself. This is the place to come.
Getaway is right. The population there is 20.
We really don't have a whole lot here, just except for quiet and peace.
That's apparently about to change for the whole place. The one shop, the one hotel, the one cafe has just been bought by an outfit called American Green, a Phoenix-based marijuana company, which has big plans for tiny Nipton. It envisions building and operating a massive cannabis tourist operation. This local is shocked.
It really hasn't sunk into me.
But American Green's Stephen Sharon believes that old adage, build it and they will come.
So the plans are to basically develop the property in such a way that it extends the hospitality aspects of places to stay and eat.
So, Steve, the company envisions building more shops, restaurants, of course, open a marijuana dispensary, and even manufacture pot products like edibles.
Don't know if you'll be visiting, Bob, but why did they pick this place?
Well, that's a really good question. Let's have American Green's guy answer that one.
Where the political climate was good, where that demographic would be somebody who would appreciate this, and where the area was already inviting and embraced by people.
And some of the few locals are among the enthusiastic embracers.
Yeah, I'm ready for some change, and I hope that I can be a benefit. I wouldn't mind being an edible food taster, you know, anything to help out.
True town spirit. So how can Nipton, California actually become a stoner's haven? Well, Stephen Basil, that company with the vision and supposedly the money is sure it can take that small town to bigger, greener pastures.
Very good, Bobby. Nice very work, good. Bob.